Now, Wisconsin composer and musician Fred Alley was prolific despite dying in his 30s. His musical theater credits include Guys on Ice, Lumberjacks in Love, and The Spitfire Grill, which is one of the most frequently performed musicals in recent decades.
While Alley is best known for his musical theater work, he also founded the American Folklore Theater in Door County and wrote standalone music as well. Wisconsin musicians Katie Dahl and Rich Higdon were part of a team that recorded and produced a new album titled Solid Ground, The Songs of Fred Alley. Katie, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
And Rich, great to have you with us.
Nice to be here.
Tell us about Fred Alley.
Well, he was a real dynamic force in the Door County theater scene and really in the Wisconsin theater scene in general. And he was a playwright and an actor and a singer and co-founded Northern Sky Theater, formerly American Folklore Theater. And he was also maybe less known as a singer-songwriter, but he was a folk singer-songwriter. And so it's in that capacity that we came to make an album of his songs. Yeah.
And his musical theater, what are some of the pieces that people might know?
So probably the best-known one in Wisconsin is Guys on Ice. And that actually has been done nationwide. It's seen a lot of productions. And he co-wrote that with James Kaplan. And then he wrote The Spitfire Grill with James Valk. And that has seen worldwide success, literally. It's been translated into several languages and been done off-Broadway and all over the place. So I think he wrote 10 or 12 book musicals in his life. He died really young in 2001 at age 38, suddenly of a heart attack. Mm. And it's amazing what he accomplished before that time.
It's really incredible when you think about it. How did you come to release an album of his music?
Well, Rich and I play music together a lot, and we happen to know a lot of Fred's songs, and a lot of them I learned early on. Rich heard a lot of them early in his time in Door County, too, and so we perform a lot of them. And one day we're getting a lot of requests for Fred Alley, and we just decided to do all the Fred Alley songs we knew, which was maybe seven or eight. And so we decided to get together with our friend Eric Lewis, who's a flat picker from Memphis, and David Alley, Fred's brother, who's an engineer and has a studio in Door County. And we thought, oh, well, we'll make an album of Fred's songs, which are sort of sadly relegated to cassette and vinyl. Mm-hmm. So they don't get played as much as they ought to. So it was kind of an idea that we had in a year when I hadn't written that many songs. We just had a child and we thought, all right, here we go. We're going to make an album of someone else's songs.
Rich, the 12 songs that are on this album, is there kind of a theme or a feel that you think run through them?
Well, we just listened to the album again, and there's definitely a feel that runs through it. And it might have as much to do with the songs, like what our choices were. The way we picked the songs, Dave, Fred's brother, gave us access to everything that he had that Fred had recorded. So a lot of stuff that had never been released or that no one else maybe had ever heard. And we kind of picked between the songs that we liked, some that we already knew, and then some that we thought would be appealing to sort of everybody.
And what state were those songs in? Was there actual sheet music that you could just pick up and play and say, oh, here we go? Or did you actually have to kind of recreate these songs?
There was no sheet music. I went down to Memphis, where Eric Lewis lives, and together we made charts, which is, you know, what we non-classical players read music off of. And Eric is a real quick chart maker. Mm. So he would just sit there and scribble down, and then that's how we came to sort of make basic arrangements. As far as I know, none of these songs were written down really in any way.
Wow. And what does it feel like? Obviously, all of you, I think, had a real sense of honoring Fred Alley and his legacy and his tragically short life. What's it like taking music that has not really seen the light of day and making it your own, or do you try to stay as closely to what he did?
Well, we didn't stay too close to what he did, although there was a couple spots where there were, I think I would say, unusual little phrases that were tossed in, and we didn't understand why they were put in, but we kept them in because Fred did it that way. Mm-hmm. But I think mostly we interpreted it the way we could with our skills. Fred was an amazing singer, so finding the right key for the singers was a challenge. Mm. He was a very skilled tenor. And you may notice that I did not sing really on any of it.
Know your limits, right?
That's right.
Well, the title of the album and the first track on it is called Solid Ground. Katie, can you tell us about that one?
Yeah. That was one of the first ones I listened to when Fred's brother Dave had given us this sort of treasure trove of everything that Fred had recorded in. And I had never heard that song before, despite being a lifelong Fred Alley fan. And it really seemed interesting to me. It stuck with me after my big, long marathon listen in a way that a lot of the other ones didn't. And I thought that was worth paying attention to. And we decided that the way that Fred had recorded it was a real slow ballad. And it lasted a long time, and it was beautiful and slow. And we decided we'll make it a little bit more anthemic and driving. Hmm. And it's the only song on the album, really, that is a true duet. So vocals are pretty evenly shared between Eric Lewis and me. And that seemed like a cool way to use our skills and to open the album. And there's a line on there in that song, when the day goes down in this one cop town. I won't be back tomorrow, but I'll leave my song for you to carry along. It's always yours to borrow. Hmm. And it seemed like sort of a benediction.
Right, yeah. Right. Oh, that's great. Let's hear a little bit of Solid Ground.
If you go far enough, you will always come back round. If you dig deep enough, you will find solid ground.
We are talking with Katie Dahl and Rich Higdon. They are two of the musicians who put together a new album of music by Fred Alley. It's called Solid Ground. And how did each of you discover Fred Alley and his music? Rich?
Well, I moved up to Door County after I finished college, and I got a job at a pottery studio, and I wasn't sure if I was still going to be playing music. And there was a scene sort of that happened, and it happened a lot around campfires and places where a lot of young people hung out. And Fred was always present in that and had an influence. And so I met him without even knowing anything other than he was a guitar player and a great singer. And then I just kind of sort of was slightly connected with the theater over the years, never really working for them until recently, and just sort of welcomed in the community.
Hmm. And what about you, Katie?
Well, I, of the four of us who made the record, Eric Lewis, Dave Alley, Rich, and me, I knew Fred the least personally. But I grew up American Folklore Theater, Northern Sky Theater, super fan. So I loved going to that theater, and I sort of got to know Fred through that. And as I got older, mm-hmm. met him plenty of times, talked to him a few times, but he died when I was 18. So I never knew him as a peer, but now I find myself in his circles of his family and his friends. So I hear stories about him all the time. And I think I have this really interesting sort of prism about him and who he was. And I mainly know him through his work.
And speaking of his work, one of his songs, which is also on this album, Water, Fire, Wind, was one of the very first songs you learned to play on guitar.
That's right. Yep. It turns out it's in G, the people's key. And so it was a good one to start on. And as I learned to play it, I realized, oh, the melody really falls along the guitar strings in this way that makes it easy to pick out the melody. So that was really exhilarating to feel more skilled than I actually was.
Feel accomplished right away. Here's a little bit of Water, Fire, Wind.
Hear cathedral bells upon the quay, from a place out over the water, calling lost souls to come home, come home, come home. All who have wandered far away.
So, Rich, tell us about the song Woody's Fire. That's one of the tracks on Solid Ground.
Well, Woody's Fire is, I guess, Fred's telling of Woody Guthrie's life story. I'm not sure if he had read his biography, some of which is actually true, I think, in the biography. but we set out to do it with a kind of Johnny Cash attitude. And I play upright bass on it. But then on the recording, I also bring the washboard in. And I was just noticing there was some good train style harmonica by Mr. Eric Lewis. And it sort of follows Woody through his life, which was a pretty tough life, you know.
There was really a theme of fire in Woody Guthrie's life. Yeah. And he and his close family experienced a eerie number of fires. I want to say maybe 3 major fires among his immediate family, and people died in them. And so I think Fred was really comparing that to the notion of living an artistic life, and what kind of fire does that exact on an artist, too? Mm-hmm. You know, what are the costs? What's the passion? And so I think that's Fred is wrestling. Do I want that legacy or not? At least that's how I perceive it.
Woody Guthrie also is meaningful to the two of you.
That's right.
That's right. We named our son after him. His name is Guthrie. I used to work at the Old Town School of Folk Music in Chicago, and one day someone called to register their kid for a class, and they said that his name was Guthrie, and I was like, ugh, I love that. I love that. We're you know, folk music is our lives, and I consider him, Woody Guthrie, really, you know, one of the most important songwriters an American folk musician could know. And it sort of seemed like a cool homage, and I like the name. And Rich has an interesting take on this, though, about why we like Woody Guthrie.
Why is that?
Well, because you always say because Woody Guthrie worked both for the government and in sort of subtle resistance to it in this interesting kind of way.
Yeah, at a time when you could be a socialist and past communist and still work for the government.
Support, in their propaganda department.
In the propaganda department, support the dam projects and support all these things. The government at the time knew that the arts were important to explain to the people what they were trying to do, and hired Woody because he was definitely the voice of the people, or voice to the people.
And in what way do you think that Fred Alley is a voice of or to the people?
I think, you know, when you go to Northern Sky Theater now in Door County, the way that a professional theater is accessible to people of all ages and all backgrounds is really unlike any other theatrical experience I've ever had. So you know, you go to theaters anywhere else basically, and you see older people, you see like mostly white collar people. And I feel like at Northern Sky Theater, it really, you see people of all ages, people of a lot of different kinds of backgrounds. And I think Fred was able to tap into real emotions, but also create high art. So I think he had this really interesting mix of populism and sophistication in his work that is hard to rival. And I think that comes through in his songs, too.
Beyond the theater itself, what would you say Fred's legacy is here in Wisconsin and beyond?
Well, I would say that Fred's respect for people and people's everyday lived experiences is a special thing and is not found very often. And I think that his legacy maybe is to have found ways of bringing into art and bringing into beauty the Wisconsin lifestyle. You know, he really wrote shows that were centered in a place, grounded in this place in Wisconsin, and making fun of Wisconsin culture in a way that totally said, I'm in it. I'm part of this. Mm-hmm. And I think it's funny. and I think that's what you want. I mean, you want someone to be both your neighbor and your observer. I think in an artist, that's a pretty cool thing.
Well, Rich and Katie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Katie Dahl, singer-songwriter, and Rich Higdon, who is bass player, potter, and percussionist. They are 2 of the 4 people who put together the album Solid Ground, which is the music of Fred Alley. And we'll go out listening to Fred Alley's song, Call of the Wild. This is Central Time.
Can I pray you a bedtime prayer that I learned as a child? It's a moment that we can share. It's the call of a